This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In terms of polls, money, and organization, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is clearly in the second tier of the Republicans running for president. His folksy performances in debates have generated some buzz around the country. But what do people think about a Huckabee candidacy back home in Arkansas? Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF went to find out.
It's county fair season in the Ozarks. The clatter of roller coasters and scent of pink cotton candy fill the summer evening air. And so do the cries of sheep trucked in by farm kids for show. Matt Berner and his daughter Elizabeth bathe Josh the ram in preparation for judging. As he rinses away suds, Berner takes some time out for politics and says why he believes Mike Huckabee will win the Republican presidential nomination.
Since he's conservative, he's the only true conservative in the whole field.
Like Berner, Stu Reinen is also a Christian conservative, but unlike Berner, he doesn't see Huckabee as someone who stands up for conservative principles.
I think he's not representing the Christian movement as much as he could be.
That's because Huckabee, a Southern Baptist minister, is not using the campaign as a national pulpit, preaching against evolution, abortion, and gay rights. Instead, this self-described paradoxical Republican seeks to distance himself from the failures of a party which he says has lost credibility due to scandal, a floundering economy, and a protracted war. And there doesn't seem to be much of a consensus among liberal Arkansans either. Carol Lane, shopping at an organic farmer's market, is hardly a fan of Huckabee's ideology, but she is impressed by the most well-known thing about him, his weight loss.
I do appreciate what he did for raising people's awareness about diet and health issues.
No one in my random survey of voters could list Huckabee's accomplishments as a 10-year governor. Education reform, highway improvement, health care for uninsured children, plus an $800 million budget surplus. But they all knew he dropped 110 pounds.
To many Americans, it's compelling, and I don't think we should underestimate that.
University of Arkansas political scientist and pollster Janine Perry says Huckabee's approval ratings were impressive for a Republican in a Democratic state because of his major policy successes, like health insurance for poor kids. That Huckabee plays well with Democrats back home may help him nationally, says longtime Arkansas political columnist John Brummett.
I think that can work to his benefit, and if he can manage to portray what I think he wants to portray, which is that he is a social conservative and evangelical conservative, but who also has a compassionate centrist side, who has a record of making government work.
And the ability to work a crowd, Brummett says, as the campaign's jester, like during this televised Republican candidate debate.
We've had a Congress that spent money like John Edwards at a beauty shop, and it's high time.
But a stand-up personality isn't everything in a presidential campaign. Money is, says Arkansan Mike Hudlow.
Mike Huckabee did a great job as governor, and I really think he'd make a great president. You know, I don't know if he's going to have enough money in his war chest, but hey, I think he'd be doing a good job.
Of all the so-called second-tier Republican candidates, Huckabee has gotten the biggest bounce out of his performances in both the debates and the Iowa straw poll. And even if that isn't enough to propel him to the nomination, some here say they wouldn't be surprised if he still found himself on the ticket as the vice presidential nominee. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.